what I've heard with this situation, it's... That was cool. Lost power.
Like, hello?
All right. What I was trying to say is this. It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now. And from what I've heard from the situation, I don't think it's as bad as what Porkchop overheard at the bar. Because it sounds kind of like an awkward thing with an ex. Am I wrong? Or what's happening here?
No, it's definitely very awkward and very weird. And I think it's interesting what guys are willing to expose when they're drunk at the bar.
Yeah.
But these two guys, one was talking to his other friend. He was like, hey, man, my girl, or my wife, actually, got me this candle for Christmas. Or, excuse me, not for Christmas.
Is that how he talks?
I bet they sound,
are you still drunk?
Like nothing like that.
No, for Valentine's Day. And he's like, the smell, like, reminds me of my ex. And he's like, what am I supposed to, like, throw it away?
Can you talk
or
like
sell
this
it?
All the time?
Yeah,
I
sure.
Like it.
Yeah, this is my straight sounding voice. Like, I'm a really masculine man. I like to dip and drink.
No, but really, though, so this guy, I guess, and I was like, wow, that's so interesting. Like, so what do? Just keep the candle and you're instantly always reminded of your ex?
Because smell is such a strong, you know.
Well, it's a whole house.
Aphrodisiac, yeah. And you just, it reminds you of people.
What if you say your ex's name accidentally because it brings that memory back?
Well, yeah, exactly. And also, I'm assuming if he got it on Valentine's Day, this is probably a sexy time candle. So imagine thinking of your ex every time you're trying to be intimate with your wife.
So couldn't he just like go get another candle and be like, oh, I don't know what happened. Just play dumb. I mean, do women probably know exactly what candle and what scent it is, though? Would she know something was up if that went missing?
Yes, probably.
Okay. I don't know. That's my quick logical thought. 833-563-2539. Like, I guess a couple of questions is, should this guy say anything? Probably not, right? But also, does anybody else have something that, you know, you're with somebody, but this thing reminds you of your ex? Like, what reminds you of your ex? If this guy's situation is the candle smell.
I feel like I know what my boyfriend would want me to do. He'd want me to tell him. Like, tell him right away. He might get angry for, like, a second. Like, oh, why are you thinking about your ex? But then he'd be like, no, I appreciate you telling me. And then, obviously, we'd both probably get rid of it together.
Okay. I feel like that's maybe, like, whether you guys are gay or bisexual, that might be different. Like, I feel like if there's something with my wife, Lindsay, and I can't say all women, but from my experience, I feel like I would never tell a woman that something reminds me of another woman. I feel like that's asking for death.
Well, but what if, like, she wore a perfume that your ex, and you thought of that ex every single time?
I know, that would be a problem. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So, like, I don't know. I'd probably just try to, like, get rid of my sense of smell somehow in an accident or...
So, I dated a guy. He wore Tom Ford Lost Cherry. Oh, my gosh. And I'm obsessed with that scent. But every time I smell it, like, I think of him. It does. It just brings you back. And not, like, intentionally. It's not that you want to be back with that person. It's just that strong sense of smell.
Hmm.
I don't know.
As you guys are talking about this, I just thought of something, and I really don't know if I should say this or not.
Just say it. You can't not now.
All right. It's kind of a sidetrack, but so it's not necessarily something that smells, but it's something that my current boyfriend says that reminds me of my ex.
What?
But, like, I've never told him.
This
say it.
He's probably listening.
Just say it. Spit it out.
Oh, God. So when he... So when I say to him, I love you, he responds with, love you more. And, like, my ex always used to say that, and I have not told Hostage Boy this yet. So, and it's been, like, months.
I feel like his heart just sank when he heard that.
But what am I supposed to do?
But, like, honestly, though, what are you supposed to do? Because when he says, I love you more, babe, you're not be like, oh, my ex used to say that all the time.
Right?
Like, how do you say that?
And I don't, when he says it back, like, I don't respond, like, I never know what to say.
Yeah.
So.
Hostage Boy is so individual, he will want your own thing for the two of you, so he won't want to be like anyone else. So it's probably good you just put that out there. Now it's done.
But didn't that psychic lady say you guys were going to last anyway, so just deal with it for now. It's not going to be forever.
Joe!
But I'm just saying, 833-563-2539.
By the way, celebrity psychic Natalie Tomlinson will be back on the show next week.
Does anybody...
We should ask! Okay.
Does anybody have a thing that's reminding them of their ex? And also, what would you tell this guy to do? This happens to be a candle that he got from his wife. 833-563-2539.
And his chops in the doghouse now for just saying that, because Hostage Boy just heard him.
Yeah, he needs to delete all of these recordings immediately. Well, I don't know what's going on. Porkchop just stepped out of the room. I don't know if Hostage Boy hit him up on the phone or not, but... Oh, it's just getting awkward.
He's having a panic attack. If you just missed it, Porkchop just revealed something that Hostage Boy, his current boyfriend, says is in fact the same thing his ex used to say to him, which is when he said, I love you. The reply
is,
I love you more, baby.
I love you more.
But it all got started from a situation. Pork Chop was doing his Family Feud trivia, kind of drunk at the bar, talking to another married guy who ended up getting a candle for Valentine's Day. Nothing wrong with that, but the thing is, that's kind of bothering the dude. He loves the smell, but it reminds him of his ex.
Yeah. And
awkward.
Smell, that's a big, I have a great sense of smell. So they do, it like brings me back and I remember sense of people.
Yeah. And like, so do you get rid of it, throw it away, burn it? Or literally, you do burn it. But it's a pun. Pun, guys. Burn the candle.
Okay. Let's go to Katie this morning. Hey, you're on Joe McKenzie. What's up, Katie? What do you want to say?
My first husband I was married to for 10 years. My second husband is 20 years. So if you do the math, I'm over 30. And absolutely nothing reminds me of my first husband or any boyfriend because I'm so in love with my husband. So I think that if you still remember things or think about what that smell means or that taste or whatever, there's still feelings there, I believe.
I don't think that's the case necessarily. I don't think that's
the
case.
I think that if it brings back, I mean, you remember like suntan lotion reminds you of the beach and, you know, that coconut smell reminds you of a vacation. But if something reminds you of a person or a smell or a taste, that means that there's still something there somewhere.
Well, I don't think that.
A connection. I don't think there's an emotional love connection. You could be abused as a child and maybe like, you know, seeing a belt scares the crap out of you. You know what I mean? Like, it's a sense you remember something. I don't think it means that you love that.
A lot of people have very endearing qualities and maybe they just weren't a perfect match for you. Like sayings they used to always say or things they used to do, or you had like inside jokes, which makes you maybe smile, but that wasn't your person.
Katie, you remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Is this the part of the show where you kind of just sabotage the bit?
No, this has been a theme all this week. Like, out of left field comes producer Pork Chop.
An Usher song.
No, I know that. We know.
All right, fine. Go to Sarah.
Oh, thank you.
I love your voice of an angel, though.
Yeah, it's amazing. A dying angel. Sarah, you're on Joe McKenzie. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I don't know if you can. I'm surprised you didn't hang up during that. Thanks for hanging on. What did you want to say? Is there something you got that reminds you, or what's your situation?
Oh, no. Nothing reminds me of my exes, but my question is for Joe, because you're always getting on Pork Chop. Doesn't your wife have the Sammy Bear from her ex, and you're married?
Oh, yeah, Joe.
Okay, so real quick, review the Sammy Bear for those who don't know.
My wife has this teddy bear that looks like it's went through hell and back. It's beaten up, and I believe she got it from a guy that proposed to her, but they ended up...
Yeah, go ahead. They
it's so awkward up in here.
She has a teddy bear from a guy that proposed, but I believe she said no.
Oh, she still has it.
I love Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, she still has it.
Is there anything else I can help you with, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're saying that Pork Chop's relationship isn't going to last because, you know, they say the same thing, but your wife still has a teddy bear from years ago. So you guys are on a good track.
Oh my gosh, Sarah is savage.
Well, bless
savage
you.
Savage Sarah.
Savage Sarah.
Bless your heart, Sarah. Oh,
yes. I kind of love Savage Sarah.
Live for that.
Are you anything else? So make sure we get it all out there.
No, I love you guys, but Joe, quit getting on Pork Chop so much.
Okay.
Aww, thank you, Sarah.
All right. Well, that was interesting.
Sarah's like my sister.
Aww.
All right. Is this on Facebook? All right. This is on our social media. Go let us know what you think. Joe and McKenzie on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Radio Now.
Joe is so deflated right now.
It's cool. It's good. Hey, can we talk about something else?
Sure.
All right. There's something that I believe Live the Web Girl brought up. It's a TV show on Netflix, and it kind of brought up an interesting off-air debate about if this actual sport, as she's claiming, is a sport. I think it's an amazing athletic event. I think you have to be in shape, but it's not a sport, Liv. Sorry, I turned your mic down. Go ahead.
You're making me so triggered and fired up right now.
All right. If you have not seen Cheer on Netflix, we'll get into this next. It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.